Blog Talk Radio.
A thing so awesome, it could only be called a monster.
To crush or not to crush, that is indeed the question.
Come on and drive that monster truck. Rolling on down, turning the plow on. Bigfoot, king of the monster truck.
Of the round time. Let's begin.
Monster Truck fans, are you ready for the most updated Monster Truck program on the planet? Well, sit back, buckle up, and hang on. It's time for Monster Truck Radio. And here is your host.
Good evening, Monster Truck fans, and welcome back for another exciting episode of Monster Truck Radio, here to kick off the 2013 season. It's been a few months since we've been with you guys, and we are incredibly excited to be back here on Monster Truck Radio on a Monday night. Talking about our favorite thing, and that is monster trucks. And my co-host Chris Parrish is with me as always. Chris, great to have you back here as we get ready for another incredible season of Monster Trucking.
Ross, it's great to be back as always, but this is extra special because it's been a long time coming that we've been waiting for some Monster Truck Radio to kick back into action. And tonight is tonight, and we've got a stacked lineup for the evening, for the show. I think the fans are really going to enjoy it. I know I am, and so it's definitely great to be back.
No doubt about it, and when we're going to kick things off, we're going to do it in a big way, and we're going to get right into it, because we've got, like you said, a stacked guest lineup tonight, and our first guest is on the line already. It is none other than the two-time Monster Jam Freestyle World Champion, Jim Kohler, driver of the Avenger. Jim, it is an honor to have you with us here as our first guest of 2013.
Oh, man, it's great to be here, no doubt. We always love the show. We like being on it. And to be the first guest kicking off the new year, that's awesome.
Well, we wanted to go big, and when you think about going big, you think about Jim Kohler and Avenger. Now, talk to us a little bit about what's new for 2013 with the team.
A little bit of new stuff. This year for the team, we're having Megabike come out instead of Spike. We decided to leave Spike in the kennel, and we got Brad Allen driving Megabike for us. Steve's done some few changes and modifications to Wrecking Crew to make it handle some of the hits that he's doing. He's getting a little wilder, a little crazier, a little bit bigger, and he wants to do a little more, so we added a little more suspension to the front of it and did a few changes. I've been fooling around with motor stuff, trying to get a little more power, a little more gearing. A little more things on my truck, and Chris Bergeron's been just crazy busy at work, so old Brutus has just got to hang on and drag him through the year, but he's amped up and ready, and he had a real good run at the Ford Field here this last weekend, a good start to the season in racing, made it to the Final Four, but freestyle, he landed really hard on off a big hill and broke a wheel off, so It's been a crazy start, but a good start, and we're fired up about it, man. We're happy to be back in the Monster Jam season.
Well, to kick off the year, things kind of changed up a little bit on you guys because of the playoffs and everything. I know you were planning on being down in Houston, and instead you ended up going to Lexington, Kentucky, I believe it was. And, boy, did you guys have a stacked lineup down there or what?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. You know, I was really looking forward to doing Houston because it was a 24-truck show. Would have been pretty insane, almost like doing a World Finals right there in Houston. But, of course, football takes precedence in the building, even though some of these buildings, we put more fans in them than the football teams do. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, yeah, they moved us to Lexington, Kentucky. Well, they took me and Steve there, added us to the show. But not only me and Steve, they took Dennis Anderson and Dustin Brown, which, to me, if you add Dennis to any show, that's a stacked lineup right there. And to be at that show in that small building with Dennis was insane. And initially we thought it was going to be, you know, like a Thunder Nationals concrete show because that's what it had always been. But this year, first year, they went dirt, and it was a pretty wild show.
Well, I'm going to let Chris jump in here next and talk to you a little bit about the big hometown show and everything that goes along with that.
Obviously, you said things at Ford Field went well. What's the pressure like performing at your home field, I guess? I know you have a huge contingency there every year to support Team Scream. And do you feel any added pressure, or is it just nice to have the extra support?
It's really nice to have the extra support, but the added pressure is totally there. You know, that's where you want to perform the best. You know, you have all your friends and family, people you see on the off season. All your local sponsors, you know, just about everybody you know and have known through your life is there, and you run into people that, and there was a couple people from high school that I graduated with that had said, hey, we haven't seen you in so long, you know, and they were shocked to see me, you know, doing autographs during a pit party, and it was nice to see them. And it just adds a lot of pressure because it's a hometown thing, and I've broken the hometown curse a while back, so I wasn't too worried about the truck and what it would do, but just hoping that it started and it ran and everything went smooth. And the show, for me, I thought went really well. I would have liked to have, you know, won racing or won freestyle, but I did a great job. I was pretty happy with my performance.
So how did the team as a whole do in the hometown show? I mean, you said Avenger and Brutus were there, and were all four trucks there? And
yeah, we had the whole Team Scream there. You know, racing started out where I got matched up against El Toro Loco, and I beat him first round. And Brutus got matched up against Aftershock, and he took down Aftershock. Well, that put me and Brutus together in the second round. And in the first round, it was actually Wrecking Crew versus Megabyte, so one of our teammates was getting knocked out first round no matter what. And Steve got the better of Brad in the first round and knocked Brad out. It was a pretty good race, but Steve ended up with the win there. So then I believe Steve had Max D or Gravedigger the next round. I can't remember, but I had Bergeron, and that's really all I was concentrating on, and I really wanted to take him down. And he ended up getting the better of me, so that took my night out of racing, but I knew that, you know, at least one of the team made it to the final four, so that was pretty cool. He then got beat, you know, knocked out of the final four, and it went on to be a Gravedigger and Max D final, which happens quite a lot, unfortunately. But we put our effort in to knock them guys down. But they were running pretty hot. You know, we had John Zimmer with a Gravedigger, and he was on fire. Truck was running good. And Neil Elliott, you know, you can't never count him out, man. He is, even with a bad truck, he'd be kicking butt, you know. So he rocked it. You know, so far as racing went, we looked good. We represented well. You know, Detroit knew we were there. Freestyle came along, and they had Steve leading the spot, of, you know, with the number one guy coming out, and he laid down a really good performance and got the show started off well. And then we had some trucks breaking and some other things going on, and then Steve ended up getting knocked off by Crustacean, which was, he's been hanging out at my shop here for a week now. I think he leaves for Milwaukee this coming weekend, but he's been at my shop working on stuff, hanging out here. So then he hung out in the hot seat for a while. He's kind of like our East Coast Team Scream associate member, I guess. But Brad went out, and Brad was a little anxious on the throttle pedal, and he got into a pretty heavy-duty slap wheelie. And instead of riding her out nice and easy, he just gave her everything it had and kind of almost tried to do a backflip from the wheelie position and wiped out the body and left himself on his lid. And then somewhere down the line, Bergeron went out with Brutus, and he started hitting some stuff, started getting some big air, and he made a big jump. And from my angle, I didn't see the tire come off till I seen it, you know, zip in front of him, and he ended up pulling a bunch of lug nut studs out. So tethering didn't do nothing. Nothing was going to stop the fire from moving. You know, I mean, it was coming off regardless. And then it was my turn, and I said, you know, I just got to go out and lay this thing out. And I started off fairly decently. You know, I wasn't crazy right out of the gate. And then just kept letting it eat and letting it eat and just kept giving the, you know, trying to get some big air. The jumps were really nice. Everything was laid out pretty decent. And I just ripped around, and in the end of my run, I put her into a cyclone. And, you know, I drove it to the stage, you know, hit another jump or two before I drove it to the stage, got out, and went to, like, do an interview, left the truck running because there was supposed to be someone there to drive the truck off, and I had to hop back up and shut it off, you know. It was like the beast still wanted to go. So it actually worked out good for me. And then I sat in the hot seat and watched a bunch of trucks go, and Grinder ended up flipping over, and but then Gravedigger came out, and he broke a wheel off, and he just kept it on his wheels, kept hammering it as hard as he could on the wheels, you know, doing what he could. And then Max D came out with Neil Elliott, and he just lit it on fire. So the rest was history. You know, they both took me down. Gravedigger beat me by a point, and Max D, I don't remember how many points he got us by, but he ended up winning the show. But a third for my first stadium of the year, I'm happy with that. I got the same Max D Digger crew this coming weekend in Toronto. I headed to Toronto for 2 days, and I won there last year, so I'm looking for another trophy from there. That's my goal.
Tough competition, but obviously a great result and a way to stand up to the big guys and really put it to them. You mentioned something there just a couple minutes ago that I wanted to ask about. We talked a little bit earlier in the year at Rupp Arena, talked about your East Coast partner, almost, kind of your foster child for Team Scream, the Krusty Krab. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this board that you have in the shop that you seem to keep track of some of that happening?
Yeah, well, we have a little scoreboard. It's some teams would probably not like the scoreboard, but for us, it's kind of like medals of honor, so to say. And last year, Greg was by here with his Krusty the Krab, and he's seen our little thing in our shop wall that has the rollovers. And we do a yearly rollover count to see who wins the rollover. Basically, we don't really have an award for it, but you get the bragging rights of being the king of rollovers for the year. And we keep a tally through the whole, you know, Monster Jam season and all the other stuff that we do for the whole year. And we just mark off every time whoever rolls over up there. And since Greg had come by, we honorarily put him on the list. And he had, I think, 6 rollovers last year, but he didn't take first. I still won again. I seem to win more than everybody else. For some reason, I like landing on my roof, I guess. I don't know. But this year, he's got one on me. He's already started. Him and Brad with Megabyte have each got one rollover on the list, and I'm still at zero. And I'm going to try and keep it that way as best I can, because I'm going to try to do some saves. Maybe we need a wall of saves, too. That would be pretty cool. Then we could see, you know, who's battling to keep it on its wheels, not only rolling over.
Well, that one would almost be more impressive to win, probably. A little more bragging rights on that one.
Yeah, for sure about that.
Well, Jim, you know, 15 minutes goes by really fast, so we're already running down here pretty quick. But I guess as we get to just kind of wrapping up with you, tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish this season. Of course, World Finals. I know that's what you guys always build up to. What are some of your big goals for 2013?
Well, my big goals are, you know, I'm always pushing to win a stadium racing show, and it's not something that it comes close. You know, it's hard for me. I'm not a great racer. Last year, or 2 years ago in Anaheim, I came pretty close. It was me and El Toro Loco in the final round, and he got me by a little bit. But some of these tracks I've been doing pretty good at, and I'm gonna keep pushing for that, hoping maybe this will be the year I'll get my first stadium racing win. But I'm definitely locking in and going to get going to get some freestyle stadium wins, no doubt. I need a few more spots on the trophy shelf. I can fill there. And looking at the list of even, you know, if I'm in Vegas and I'm there to race and freestyle, I'm always looking to win there. But more so than that, the awards they give out at the banquet, the donut, the big air, the all that stuff, I'm looking to put my name on some nominations there and hopefully take some of those home. Last year we got the Big Air of the Year award, and it was a pretty good jump. I don't think it topped the Atlanta or the Tampa jump. I don't think it topped what I did in Wildwood. So if I can lay a Wildwood jump down at a stadium, I think we can lock that award in again. It would be pretty cool.
Well, I know everyone would love to see that for sure, Jim. Between that and which of the stadiums was it last year that you got pretty crazy air? It was one of the Florida ones, wasn't it?
Tampa. Tampa was pretty insane. We won freestyle there, and that's where we got our Big Air nomination and ended up winning that award in Vegas. And then I won Toronto. One of the nights in Toronto I won. So I had two stadium wins last year. I'd like to see if I could do a couple this year, you know. But the competition out there is super tough. These guys get better and better, and there's a lot of new trucks that came out, and, you know, they keep improving their fleet. So it's tougher and tougher, but, you know, I'm not sitting back just waiting to see what happens. I'm toughening my stuff up, too, so they better watch it.
Well, Jim, I hope you'll join us again for the World Finals preview show later in the season. It's definitely been a pleasure having you on the show once again here, and like I said, we couldn't think of a better person to help us kick off 2013 here on Monster Truck Radio.
I sure appreciate it, and, dude, I'll always be ready to be on Monster Truck Radio with you guys. It's awesome. It's a great program, and, you know, give me a holler when you're ready to do the pre-Vegas, and I'm ready, man. It'll be awesome.
All right. Well, sounds good, Jim, and good luck to you and all of Team Scream for the rest of the 2013 first quarter.
Thanks a lot. You guys take care.
All right, fans. Well, like we said, bringing out the big guns here for the start of the Monster Truck Radio 2013 season, that being Jim Kohler, the two-time world freestyle champion. Chris, it's really exciting to see some of the new things that Team Scream has going on, from some of the new paint schemes that they debuted last year that have been real popular. Also, looking at their new driver, Brad Allen, I believe this is the first Monster Jam season for him, so it'll be exciting to see how he performs this year.
Oh, definitely. I got to go to Vegas last year, and it was really cool to see what I thought was the one-off Megabyte. And I'm guessing that fan response was just so overwhelming that it's actually sticking now. And so I think it's great to see the truck out there. I'm looking forward to my first real opportunity to see all four Team Scream trucks in action in Indianapolis in a couple of weeks, another big stadium show. So I think they better eat up that they had the small Lexington show last week, because sounds like the stadiums are going to be eating them up here soon. And so they'll have a challenge, both competition and just tough on equipment. But we'll see what happens.
Well, that was the big story this past weekend, is the first of the big stadium shows on the Monster Jam Tour. Tacoma, of course, the first weekend, being that the Wild Four show weekend up there. But then you get to the big one-nighters kicking off this week: Anaheim, Houston, Detroit, and then the two-nighter down in San Antonio. And lots of big stories coming out of the weekend. What were some of the things that struck you most looking back on the results from this weekend, Chris?
Well, you know, actually, I haven't seen a whole lot from the stadiums, but I'll tell you, Knoxville, I've seen a little bit from there. And Mike Vodders this weekend came out and simply rocked the house, sweeping the wheelie competitions both nights, planting the truck into the second car, the tailgate, ricocheting off of those junk cars. And then, also grabbing a racing victory and a freestyle victory, and dumping it on its lid ever so gently at the end. Mike Vodders, I give him a lot of credit this weekend. He was really on things.
Well,
what about you,
nice,
Ross?
It is nice to see Mike really getting after it, and especially after putting up a few wins on the board. I believe it was up in Manchester the week before, so old Black Stallion poised for a pretty big season here in 2013. You know, looking at some of the results from the stadium shows, I think one of the biggest stories, you have some of the things that you kind of expect to happen, like Neil Elliott, Maximum Destruction, doubling down up in Detroit, You have Lindsey Wink getting his first big stadium racing win of the year down in Texas, and Dennis Anderson, of course, putting up a big freestyle win. Adam Anderson getting a freestyle win out in Anaheim. Those are all kind of the things you expect to see, all the guys you expect to see in Victory Lane. But one guy who we've talked about a lot here on Monster Truck Radio and also
Absolutely.
Seen on the Monster blog quite a bit since he debuted the truck, Donald Epidendio and Titan debuted a brand new truck this year. A few bugs to work out first weekend in Tacoma, but oh boy, did he have it working in Anaheim.
Boy,
on a rail in that SoCal-style racing track, and beat Gravedigger, Maximum Destruction, and Gravedigger the Legend in succession to win his first ever stadium racing win out there in Anaheim. So that was a pretty exciting story for all the Titan fans out there.
Simply phenomenal. I mean, I've only seen one video from that event, and it was Titan versus Tom Mentz in Max D, and it wasn't even close. You could tell Epidendio was on a rail, and he took that Titan and beat up on some Maximum Destruction. It was one of those sights you don't see very often, but man, was it impressive. So a great weekend for the Epidendio team.
Well, no doubt about it. Well, fans, we told you we got lots of big guests on tonight, and we're going to keep on moving. We've already talked to Jim Kohler, but now one of the most popular stars of Monster Jam today, Ryan Anderson, driver of Son of a Digger. Ryan, it is a great pleasure to have you here on our 2013 kickoff show for Monster Truck Radio.
Yeah, man, I'm super excited about it. Just got into Tampa where, you know, everybody's getting together. We're going to go out and have some dinner and getting ready for the big show, man. It's surreal, but it's here. 2013, man. It's going to be off the chain.
Well, I know you're getting excited about being on the I Love Florida tour, but tell us a little bit about the first couple weeks here.
First couple weeks were good, man. We had a blast, but I was supposed to be in Houston with the football playoffs, and the way the whole football thing was working out, we had to move the Houston show. You know, as a lot of people know, so I missed out on the Houston stadium show and had to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was a smaller place, but it was cool because we've never been there. My teammate Mark McDonald is from that area, so it was good. We had a blast and kind of a good weekend to start off. And then this past weekend we had El Dago, Texas, which is, I've never been there before, and it's kind of one of those shows. It's, you know, you always hear about it because it's five shows in one weekend, man. So that's just, it's a long, it makes for a really long weekend, but we got through it, man. I broke a little bit of parts, but nothing major. Come home with three wins, so it was okay. We did decent for the weekend. It wasn't as good as I wanted to be, but hey, you know, it's five shows in a row. You can't expect so much.
Well, you know, you spend a lot of time over the course of the season on the big stadium tours and the chance to really air out the truck and do all that. Do you do a lot of things different with the setup? Because I know it's a whole different animal when you're doing the small arena concrete shows.
Honestly, it's a whole other animal by far. But when you really get down to the nuts and bolts part of it, it's honestly rougher to do an arena show than it is to do a stadium show as far as on the driver and sometimes on the parts, not so much. It kind of depends on how hard you're gonna run the truck. But when you, it's kind of like comparing it, like a Baja truck to a skateboard. There's no momentum in the skateboard, so it's up, down, up, down, up, down. That's kind of what an arena is. And when a Baja truck, they're going 100 mile an hour across all the mobiles, and it really planes the truck out. So in a stadium, you got a lot more momentum, a lot more forward momentum, so it helps soak up a lot of the impact. So that really is a beautiful thing for us as far as the drivers and parts, along with that. So when we go to arena, we actually use the same setup, which you would think would be stiff, but since we have no momentum and it's just more vertical up and down, that actual setup works out pretty good as best possible for an arena like what we were in.
Well, it's interesting to hear that that you guys use the same setup and the driving style is a little different, but that is interesting from the technical side of things. But as you guys get ready to head down here to Florida, I know you're looking forward to really getting a chance to air out the truck after being kind of in the small confines. Now you got lots of room to play.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I'm super stoked. You know, I love the arenas. I love going to visit all the other places. But, man, being two arenas in a row, and they were both concrete. So one thing that was, definitely disheartening was I tore up my Ukraine tires. They were brand new EcoWorks tires, and I cut them all up. But man, this weekend is going to make it all worthwhile because we're going to go out there and air that truck out. I'm so excited. Me and Brandon Vincent, my crew chief, man, we've been working and kind of everything's looking forward to this show right here, Tampa, man. It's, my old man's going to be here. It's going to be the first time 2013 I've been against my dad. So that's, you know, that's one big thing. And then Morgan Cain's here with his new truck, his new ride, the Iron Man. So he's actually with me right now, and we're all super excited about this weekend. And I can't wait to just get out there and get the truck wide open and hit some ramps, man.
Now, you're talking about, say, Morgan and Mark and some of these young guys. Do you guys get extra competitive with each other? What's the mentality like between a lot of the young guys? Do you talk a little smack and what's it like?
It kind of differs between each person. Like me and Morgan are kind of more of a different realm. We're like more or less brothers. So for between me and Morgan, it's just like what it is between me and my dad and me and my brother. We don't really have any competitiveness against each other. When we line up, we're going to do the best we can to race, but it's not like we're out to get each other. You know, we're like, if it doesn't matter if Morgan's going to go up against me and he, you know, talks to me and says, "Hey, what am I doing wrong?" Even if I know what he's doing wrong is going to help him compete against me and do better than me, I would still tell him point blank. But then when you get with other people like Mark McDonald and stuff like, which me and him are teamed up, so it honestly makes it a little more of a battle, you know, as far as the team battle. You know, me and him, we go to each and every single show together. We're in the same trailer, so every weekend we're battling out back and forth. And Mark's a very good driver, and I've learned a lot of things from Mark over the past three seasons that I've been with him. So me and him, we kind of battle out back and forth on things, you know, which he's honestly, I will admit, he's probably he's a better racer than me. He's got a little bit better handle on his truck and his, you know, control during racing. But freestyle, man, we're neck and neck. I've actually got the better odds if you look at the numbers. But, man, it's me and Mark, we're kind of, you know, during the show, we're nice and we talk to each other. But the whole time we're kind of walking sideways, you know, we're just like, you know, we're watching our backs and we're kind of, you know, if you can feel the tension between us two. So, you know, when you get to the younger guys, Mark's probably more, you know, competitive with me, against me, than anybody else. You know, all the other guys we're definitely competitive with, but it's not until I line up beside them or anything like that. But me and Mark, it's like throughout the whole show, you know, we're kind of like battling out, like almost like a brotherly rivalry, you know, during, you know, your childhood. I can beat the video game faster than you can or whatever, you know, the little nitpick stuff is what we battle out with.
So there really are some good rivalries. Most of the rivalries seem to be pretty good natured, but some are a little more intense than others. And I'm sure sharing a trailer with a travel truck trailer with a teammate really increases that. Plus, you can always count on some stiff competition at any event that you go to. And I'm sure Tampa will be no exception. You specifically mentioned racing against your dad just a couple minutes ago. Is that something that you really look forward to? Do you want to? Is it kind of like that brotherly thing again, where you're really aiming to whoop up on him? It's an accomplishment, or what's the mentality there?
It's really kind of, you know, I don't know. It's really hard to explain. Like, me and dad, like, we work together all the way to the end. Like, if me and dad end up in the finals, I could care less who wins. If one of us wins, I'm just as happy. So it doesn't really matter, you know. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of weird. You know, me and Adam are the same way. I would say there's a little more competitiveness between me and Adam than it is me and dad. You know, dad's kind of, he's been there, he's proven, there's nothing much more than he can do for his career, you know, in his career that he hasn't already done. So it's like, he's kind of one of those things that's set in stone. He's part of it. He's never going to go away. So, you know, it's not like I feel like I achieve anything by beating him. You know, it's definitely, in everybody else's eyes, it is, because he's one of the best racers there is and all that stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, there is a lot of, you know, stuff behind it. And when, you know, people always ask me, you beat your dad, you whoop him on your dad and all that stuff, and I'll tell them, yeah, but it's kind of like, it doesn't even really, it's not even like a trophy to me. It's more, you know, we just, you know, he beat me, I beat him, it's normal, you know. It doesn't even,
yeah,
I don't know, it's kind of weird the way it works. But in my head, man, as long as one of us, and Anderson, is in the winner's circle, that's all that I'm worried about, man.
Well, that definitely happens a lot, so you guys get to be happy about that quite a bit, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, tell us a little bit about, and we're kind of running right through here. You know, the 15-minute format's fun, but, man, we don't get to ask you all the questions we want to, that's for sure. But it's nice to get to ask the fans, get to hear from a lot of your big names in one show. After kind of having the extended break during the summer, was there any rust to knock off when you got to Hampton and Minneapolis, and now that you're back into the full swing of things here in the winter?
Oh, I would say so. It was more mental rust than anything. You know, like, as far as bodily, I was fine. Any of the neck issues that we were worried about were 100% fine. I never noticed it's different, but it doesn't hurt. It's just what normal is going to be anymore. So, you know, it comes with a neck injury. So, you know, I've come along with what's happened, and everything's fine. I've been jumping the truck around. The only thing I haven't done is crash it yet, but I've had some hard hits, hard landings. Nothing's bothered me at all. You know, the first night in Hampton was, you know, more or less kind of take it easy and just feel out, you know, what's happened with me and make sure that it's not going to be an issue. Then after that, it was kind of like, you know, I honestly was questioning myself. I didn't say anything to anybody, but I was like, I don't know. I hadn't done it in a while. I was kind of worried about if I could jump right back in the saddle and do it again. So that was when I stepped it up and actually won the freestyle. So once I did that, it was kind of like, you know, all the worries and any thoughts went away. It was just back to normal. You know, I don't even think about it anymore. The only time anything even makes me think about the injuries was when it's cold out, but that comes with anything. You know, I've got plenty of broken bones that hurt when it's cold. So all those problems and issues and stuff like that happen that are just out the window. It doesn't bother me. It's not in the back of my head or anything. It's just it's part of what I've done and part of my life, and I'm moving on with it. It doesn't bother me, and I'm rocking it out.
Well, that definitely makes you a true racer, no doubt about it. And I guess one last question here is we're just about out of time, but tell us real quick just kind of what would make 2013 a perfect season in your book?
A perfect season for 2013 would not only be to win as many, if not more, stadium races and freestyles than I won last year, but to win the world finals. That would be the ultimate. And, you know, it's one of those things, I try not to talk too much about it. I don't want to jinx myself or anything, but that would be an ultimate, man. I'm still a young gun and new at it. It'd be my second time in the world finals, and to win it and all that stuff would be amazing for me. You know, I would really love to do it, but I would be more excited about how proud my dad would be. That's what gets me more than anything. You know, when I win a stadium race, it's over the top. It's just amazing. But then when I call my dad and I tell my dad about it, he says, I'm proud of you. That matters more than anything in the world, man. So if I won the world finals, the first thing I'd want to do is see my dad. So that would be the ultimate 2013, is to win the world finals for my dad and for my fans alike and make everybody proud.
Well, Ryan, we certainly wish you the best of luck as you go after that goal here in 2013. We want to thank you a bunch for being here on Monster Truck Radio here as we kick off the 2013 season. And have a great first quarter, and hopefully we'll talk to you on our World Finals preview show.
All right. Thank you, everybody out there listening. We really appreciate it. It's an honor to be on here, and I hope I'm on here a bunch more.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Well, fans, Ryan Anderson, son of a digger, talking to you about kicking off 2013, and we are rolling right through the big guests here on our first show of the season, because another former world freestyle champion stopping by right now, Jimmy Creighton, driver of the Bounty Hunter. Jimmy, absolute pleasure to have you on Monster Truck Radio tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ross. I think I've been on a couple times and enjoyed both times.
We always love having you on here. You always give us some great insight on what all is going on with the team and also on the finer points of driving. And like I said, it's great to have you on here for the kickoff show for 2013. Now, Jimmy, I don't think a lot of drivers can script a better opening weekend than what you were able to have out there in Columbus, Ohio. Three shows, and you came one win away from sweeping the whole weekend with a pretty stacked lineup out there. I know that had to be a great way to start off for the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, we didn't imagine that good of a start. You know, we come back, and we always change things in December, and some things that we've been thinking about all year, and finally we get a chance, because our team does about 50 to 60 shows a year. And so we came out late out of Mexico, so like second weekend of December, and my guys worked really, really hard, and we kind of worked on our own projects and our own trucks, and one of the big things was to we did a little bit of change in the motor, and obviously we went to these new Ukraine tires on Bounty, and beefed up the rear end a little bit. Went in and did our own some machine work to handle a little bit more horsepower and a little bit more bite. And we didn't really know how it was going to, you know, affect the driving of the truck. And we really didn't expect to against Dan. You know, Dan's got such huge horsepower, and he was hometown, and we didn't expect to have that good of a performance against him. And but it went really well. If any of you actually went to that show, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I probably should have won the one I lost. The freestyle that I lost, but I think I should have lost the freestyle that I won that afternoon. So to the same guy. So I think it all worked out right.
Well, like you said, a great opening weekend. Again, better than most drivers I think could imagine, especially with the level of competition on the Monster Jam Tour. Now, where were you guys at this weekend?
It was kind of a crazy opening for all of Monster Jam, you know, with all the football schedules and stuff going around. We were actually supposed to go to Atlanta, and that would have been the first time being in Atlanta, and we actually have relatives down there, so we were really kind of hoping that we would go there. But being that the Falcons had home field advantage, we got rerouted to Wichita. And then what happened is when Houston had to cancel and postpone a weekend, we got moved back out of Wichita to Houston for TV for Speed Channel.
Well, that's definitely a call that you like to get when you hear that they want you down there for TV.
Well, we didn't know it at the time. You know, we've just been, you know, trying to be cooperative and with everything going on. I mean, obviously, Wichita would have been a lot closer for us. We were only 3 hours away. We had no idea that it was even TV until I saw T-Bone down there, Mike McFarland, and he let us know where TV was going this year and how it affected what kind of television we could expect this year based on our schedule. And but it was a great lineup down there, no bones about it. There was some big heavy hitters down there.
And how did you and Don's weekend go?
You know, not bad. After the first weekend, there's not too much upside to that. After that, I mean, you can only either tread water or go down. But we did fairly well. I did make another change after Columbus. I changed the speed. I changed actually the whole rear steering system. We used to be a double or single plumbed. Single acting cylinders in the rear, and it just didn't have enough jam to it to move the rear tires the way I wanted it to in Columbus in real tight corners. So we came back and we made some changes, and hang on, anyway. What I had to, sorry, my kids interrupted there for a minute. What I ended up doing is it changed all the speeds of my rear steering, and my timing was a little off, but we were able to be fourth fastest qualifier. But I always found myself turning into the turning car, and that became even more inevitable as the rounds went on. Went to the semifinals against Dennis, and. Dennis was able to take me out, and then we went into freestyle, and Dawn made it to the quarterfinals there, and she was running really good. But anyway, we went to the freestyle and took the lead with a 25, had a really good run. Then Craig was able to come out in Max D. Well, actually, I'm sorry, Lindsay came out in Crusader and tied me. And then Craig came out after that, Max D, and got a 27, and duly earned. I mean, it was a great run. And then Grinder came out, and I like Loopy, and don't take this wrong, but probably got some help there with his score with a 26. But then Dennis came out and just blew him away. I mean, his freestyle run was off the hook.
Well, now the other aspect of this is you and Donna, you know, you've got the one team, and then you've got Bobo and Darren out, you know, touring with the other two trucks. What have mm-hmm. been some of your impressions on how they've been doing the first 2 weeks?
Actually, they have a really rough schedule. I mean, for an independent team, I don't know any independent team, and of course I didn't call around and check, but the schedule is really crazy, in my opinion. But we take what we can get from Feld, and we don't rock the boat too much. But they had to start out in Tacoma, and that's a really long ways from here. You know, so they started out in Tacoma for four shows. They had some issues there. They ended up breaking the drive line on Bounty Friday night on the taking off out of the hole. Not sure why. We still can't figure out why it did it. And then I think they had a better Saturday. I think they got through that with cleanly. And then they had some more issues with driveline stuff on Sunday. And definitely not the place to have it in Tacoma, having driveline problems. And so they came back. And they were going to go right to San Antonio, but it was only about 150 miles out of the way to come back to Kansas City and regroup before going to San Antonio. But that between Tacoma and San Antonio was 2,800 miles. And
wow.
So for an independent team, that's you're burning up all your money up in fuel. And in order to go to San Antonio, you have two stadiums that you had to get through there. So they had four shows in Tacoma and two stadiums in San Antonio. And they're kind of catching a break right now, because they're over at David Smith's shop right now over in Houston. So they didn't have very far to travel here, but then they go all the way back out to Anaheim and then all the way back to St. Louis. And from there, the mileage cuts down a little bit, but it's still a crazy schedule. They got to go to Chicago for five shows.
Oh,
wow. And then back to Memphis, and then they got Dallas, and then they go to El Paso for two stadiums. So they got some big shows and some demanding shows on equipment and a lot of miles to travel. So, but they I think they're starting to get their bugs ironed out. Of some of their problems they've been having, and they laid some great freestyle scores down on Sunday down in San Antonio. And I think Darren went to the semifinals against Grinder. I may have my facts crisscrossed a little bit, but they had a good Sunday, and Bobo ended up wrecking Bounty on Saturday night in freestyle. So, they'll get it going. Well, I think Don and I have had a little easier start than they have.
Well, first quarter is very demanding, no doubt about that. But it's like kind of like we've been talking about with Kohler and Ryan before you here. I know the end goal for all you guys is Vegas here at the end of March. And I remember you told us last year during the preview show that you guys just about rebuilt the entire truck for Vegas last year. What are some of the things you're doing and kind of testing in advance of going after that World Finals Racing and Freestyle Championship this year?
Well, you know, it's funny how things really work. There's no right way, wrong way to do anything. I mean, some of the best seasons Lindsay and I ever had was when we didn't do anything to the trucks in December and just rolled right out of Mexico and right into Monster Jam in January. And it's like we never missed a beat. Sometimes when you go and you change everything, then it's like learning all over again. We really spent a lot of time and a lot of money trying to make sure Bounty was the best it could be last year, and that was going through and putting bigger axle shafts and restripping the blower and going through the motor and new transmission you can sometimes do all that and still have horrible results, or sometimes you can go and do nothing and have fantastic results. So I don't know if there's a right way or a wrong way. I know what we need to do is just kind of hold stuff, make sure, go through stuff, make sure it's all good to go. I mean, make sure the rear ends are good. And I mean, we have a week off by design. Yeah, I used to run the weekend before Vegas, but we've been last couple of years we've been taking that weekend off and going through things, and we're going to do that same thing this year. And make sure stuff is right and not try to change things too much and just go in comfortable.
Well, Jimmy, it's been a pleasure having you here on the kickoff to the 2013 show. We want to wish you guys the best of luck throughout the rest of, like you said, the demanding first quarter. And we certainly hope you'll stop by Monster Truck Radio again in March to talk to us about, the World Finals.
Oh, well, definitely, you know, and you know, like I said, there's a lot of time between now and then, and we might find ourselves, making some changes. I'd say if there's just one thing I might want to change is to put one of these high-dollar superchargers on, the one that holds clearances a lot better than the ones we've been running, and, and maybe squeeze it a little harder in Vegas. But, it seems like... 1 year we're really good in freestyle, and next year we're really good in racing, and so we're just knocking on the door. We're on both titles, and I the one I want's the racing title, probably because I haven't won it yet, and so we just got to keep our head, and I think we're going to have a really, really good season. You've got a lot of big stadiums yet to do. We're in Toronto this weekend against some really good racers, and then a couple, I like what Monster Jam's doing with us. They're sending us to places that we've never been, and we're doing, like the last couple of years we've done East Coast tours, and we're excited about that. And then we're going to run down to Miami after a few weeks here and see how that goes. But we also have New Orleans and Detroit yet to do this year, and so we're going to have a lot of chances to get used to the speeds and get used to the truck and see how we stack up against some of the better drivers. So we're looking forward to the season, and I think we're going to have a good one, and hopefully we'll end well in Vegas.
Well, I know all the fans in those markets are definitely looking forward to seeing Bounty Hunter, Scarlet Bandit, Iron Outlaw for the first time, and I know you guys will put on some great shows for them. Fans, that's Jimmy Creighton, driver of the Bounty Hunter, had an incredible start to the year in Columbus, and he's talking about what it's going to take to have a great 2013 season. Jimmy, we really appreciate you stopping by Monster Truck Radio tonight.
Thanks, Ross. Anytime.
All right, fans. Well, we just keep moving right on through the stars. We've been talking a lot of Monster Jam here with two former world freestyle champions and one of the brightest young stars that they've got going. But now we're going to shift gears a little bit because this past weekend was the kickoff to two of the biggest independent tours out there, that being the Toughest Monster Truck Tour and also the Monster X Tour. So now we're going to highlight both of those and talk about the big championship chases going on in both of those series. And we're going to kick it off with, like I said, big stars all around tonight. The long jump world record holder, the defending Toughest Monster Truck Tour champion, Dan Runte, driver of Summit Bigfoot number 18's on the line. Dan, we really appreciate you joining us tonight.
Love to be here, Ross. It's awesome.
Well, Dan, I had the pleasure of spending the first weekend with you out there in South Haven, and you definitely had a great start to the title defense on the Toughest Monster Truck Tour. It looks like number 18's running strong to start off the year, and you got to be pretty happy overall with the first weekend.
I am. I'm really, really extremely happy with it, Ross. Started out a little rough, It's coming back into it, a long break, and we were talking about that at the shop today. It was an extremely long break, I guess you'd say.
Well, yeah, from, was it Indianapolis that was your last show?
Actually, Larry, the teammate of mine, or of Bigfoot's, and I went to Aruba and did those 2 weeks in Aruba. So those were kind of a vacation. We had a really good time down there, but that was in October, and jumping back into it now. So it was a little difficult, and I'm not getting any younger either.
Well, you wouldn't know it from watching you out on the track because definitely a very strong weekend right out of the box. You know, Bigfoot 18 had probably one of the strongest debuts for a new truck that you could possibly hope for last year. Really just a great season overall. As you move into year two with the truck, did you guys change much around during the off season, or are you mostly just going with what's been working?
Yeah, we've done some shock adjustments and some different stuff with the motor. The motor that's in it's a really strong motor. I mean, I got to say it again. I mean, like I said it 10 times this weekend, but go Team Bigfoot, you know. We're looking for every avenue that we can possibly look for to get more out of this truck because that's the direction that the team's headed, you know. And I've put more into it. The guys in the shop have put more into it, and we're talking a bunch more. You know, we kind of got away from that for a while, and my hat's off to Bob and Ann Trent, you know, and it's just been an awesome truck. Now if we put everything in this truck towards our next truck, yeah, look out.
Well, I know everyone will be excited about to watch as Bigfoot number 21 comes along. But kind of going back to this weekend a little bit more, looks like some interesting storylines are going to play out on Toughest Monster Truck Tour and Monster Nation this season because you can see it already. It looks like you and Nolke are going to go head-to-head in racing just like you did last year, back and forth, back and forth. You guys had a great title battle last year. But now there's kind of a new element this year because the Hawkins team's back. And you know that Mike and the guys with Equalizer and Red Solo Truck, they're going to be pushing you guys, giving you everything you can handle with wheelies, freestyle, and even racing as they've stepped up their game there too.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's everybody in the whole tour is a top truck. I mean, these are all good competitors. You know, I listened to a little bit of the Monster Jam thing, and these guys that are on this tour can compete in any tour, you know, even the guys from Toxic, you know, it's Hawkins, Travis with Toxic, you know, these guys are just, you get them in these little buildings, and if you trap somebody, I'm a strong believer that it makes a better driver out of you in a big building. And this is just going to be an awesome tour, and they've got some bigger buildings that they're doing this year, and the competitiveness is going to come out a lot harder this year than it did last year, I believe.
Right now, last year was your first year in 18, and you were kind of working some things out. You still had a great year, but you were working some things out. Now, you seem to have really come to know the truck very well, and it just seems to fit really well. I mean, do you have higher expectations, and are you going to put a hurting on some of these other competitors? I know we've got some stacked lineups in the Monster Nation Tour, but what do you expect?
You know, we're gonna run our stuff to the maximum. I mean, that's what we're here to do. That's what Bigfoot's always been to do. Bigfoot 18 is an awesome piece. We're pushing the limit. I mean, we're pushing the envelope, I guess you would say. I wouldn't say we're pushing the limits because that's not the right word. We're going to run this truck as hard as we can run it and do what we have to do. I mean, it's what Bigfoot's done in 37 years, and that's what we're going to do this year.
Something that was kind of unique this weekend in South Haven, Brian Manson, always trying to think outside the box. He did a number of unique things last year. But this weekend, talk about the racing lanes with the Jackrabbit Jump, I think they're being dubbed. In the racing lanes, typically a freestyle obstacle. What did you think, and how did it actually treat the trucks throughout the weekend?
It's typically, I mean, like you said, I mean, it's a jackrabbit lane. You know, you have to... They're throwing different stuff at us, so you have to adjust accordingly, and you have to drive accordingly. If you overdrive a track like that, it's going to hurt you. If you underdrive it, it's going to hurt you. That makes it tougher on a driver. You have to drive it accordingly. I'll be right honest. I mean, you guys seen it down there Friday night. I hit a Turnbull. Takes you right out of the race. It's competitive. It's very competitive. They're building some of the best tracks in small arenas that you could ask for, but you have to be able to drive it at the same time. I mean, the dirt they brought in was another whole obstacle for everybody. Is it going to push? Is it going to slide? Is it going to hook? You know?
Now, last year, you got to run the full Toughest Monster Truck Tour and Monster Nation Tour, and you got to do some of these venues that you probably hadn't had a chance to do, if not ever, probably in quite a long time, but having a chance to visit a few of these places, South Haven there, south of Memphis, and Bossier City there by Shreveport, Beaumont, Youngstown. These are some great towns. I know you got to be excited about getting a chance to go back and perform for some of those fans again.
Yes. You know, Ross, that's a good point. We were talking about that on the way home when we came back from down there at South Haven. We had a brand new truck last year. Bigfoot 18 was brand new truck last year. We come back from down there. We had a rough weekend down there, you know. So a lot of these venues, we're going back in to prove that we built a good piece, not only, but just to go back for our fans. And Bob Chandler, there you go again. 37 years in the business, a lot of our fans are grown up. I met several of them this weekend, you know, that had kids or grandkids with them even, and I'm like, holy smokes, it's been a long time. But, yeah, what they're doing on this Monster Nation tour is incredible. I can't say enough for them.
Well, Dan, as we kind of look ahead to the rest of the season coming up, once the indoor wraps up, I know you'll be looking forward to, like you do every year, the four-wheel Jamboree series. And 2 years ago, you guys were able to finally take that racing championship back from the Hall brothers. But last year, they were able to get it back. So I know you're looking forward to some big competition with the Raminator boys coming up this summer.
Absolutely. You know, that's a neat deal again, you know, because of the fan base, and you spend all day with people there. You know, we're limited on some of these indoor shows on how much we get to talk to people. But, yeah, absolutely. You know, Raminator guys are tough. Mark's always been an awesome competitor, and Matt's even come up to the point where he's an awesome driver. You know, it's the four-wheel drive Jamborees are awesome. We do a lot of stuff outdoors and even indoors that you learn to appreciate, and it's just I honestly love it. That's the problem. I haven't gave it up yet. You know, sitting here looking at can you do another year, and I haven't gave it up because I love it.
We're talking about the Jamborees, big event, a lot of space there. If you could do one thing with the Jamboree that's not currently being done, what would you like to see done, particularly for the monster trucks? What would you like to see to make it not only a better show, but whatever you, as Dan Runte, would like to see in a monster truck show?
Are you putting me on the spot now?
I know. tough question.
It is. I mean, you know, It's about the fans, and it's what the fans want to see. It's big air, and it's different obstacles, you know. As far as the Jamborees go, build a big outdoor racetrack. I mean, I don't want to say an off-road track, but make it hard for a driver to get around. And big air and long straightaways and break it down and turn a corner, and not just one corner, turn three or four corners, you know. Just make it interesting for the fans, but make it fast at the same time. I know it's dangerous, but it's outdoors, correct?
Absolutely. You know, Dan, you actually brought up another real good point there, and we're down to just a couple minutes here, but I know one of the biggest exciting things on the Bigfoot team's radar has to be in April when the Stadium Super Truck Series kicks off, and you guys are going to be taking a bunch of trucks down to, I think, Phoenix is the first one, and you guys had a chance to do the big PR event where you jumped through the arches there at the LA Coliseum. Tell us about what's being talked about as far as what the monster truck portion is going to be there at those events, because I know you've got to be looking forward to that.
Absolutely, we are. I mean, you know, that's that's something that Robbie Gordon put together, and we are looking forward to it because it's a huge deal, and it's a televised deal, and it's something that we can run competitively at, actually racing, you know, and they're going to put two trucks out on the track at the same time, and we can talk about it some more later if you want to, but actually run their track backwards is what they're talking about now. So it'll, you know, two trucks on track, two different locations, and run a backwards deal on what they're doing so we're not messing up their course, and just do like a bracket race on there.
Now, what's going to happen whenever you and Larry Swimmer lined up in Bigfoot 18 and Bigfoot 19? What's going to happen when you guys get to the first turn running side-by-side on an off-road course?
Well, and that's what they're talking about. They're actually going to put us at two different locations on the road course, and you race back to where you started from.
Okay.
So we'll cross in the middle somewhere or cross on the outside somewhere. So, yeah. Otherwise, I don't know how it would turn out.
Well, Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here on the kickoff show for 2013. We're going to be seeing a lot of you on TMB TV this year, and we're definitely looking forward to that. And again, thanks for stopping by the show, Dan.
You're very welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right, fans. Well, that is the legend himself, Dan Runte, driver of Bigfoot, and we are going to keep things going. That was talking about toughest monster truck tour in the Monster Nation 2013 season. We've talked Monster Jam. Well, now, fans, it's time to talk Monster X Tour 2013, and who better to talk to than the man who absolutely dominated the 2012 season on the Monster X Tour. It's Bill Payne, driver of the Rockstar. Bill, an absolute pleasure to have you on Monster Truck Radio once again.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So, Bill, talk to us about the opening weekend for Rockstar and the Straight Up Racing team.
Well, you know, the opening weekend is six trucks for us. You know, this was the start of the first year where Ed Miller has actually kind of gone on his own now. So he's got two trucks that he's kind of managing, and he went on his own to start off the Midwest Monster X Tour. Started there in Texas, in Lubbock, Texas. But we were down in Stockton, California. You know, had a few bugs Friday night. You know, the truck still ran good. Took wheelie contest, freestyle win. Lost race with Captain USA by a hair. And then the Saturday show, we swept the whole show. Ended up breaking off the spindle there at the end of freestyle. But it was a great show, great crowd. It was very energetic. We kind of stuck around Sunday and Monday there in Stockton and just kind of wearing our sweatshirts and our kind of crew gear around town. People are already kind of hitting us up, loving the show, so. Monster X is definitely putting a big hit in a lot of these towns that we're going to. People are recognizing and knowing the shows.
Well, you know, Bill, it's interesting because now you've had a chance to go back to a few of these markets, you know, a couple times, and the Rockstar name has definitely got to be really taking hold in places like Stockton and Bakersfield, and I know people always look forward to seeing the truck come to town, and I bet you're really feeling that now after a couple years of putting on shows for these fans.
You know, it is. When I first started with the first Rockstar truck, you kind of got that whole, you know, when people came up to party, the old Rockstar was, I mean, it was rough looking. It was old, it was beat up, it was bent. I mean, it's gone through, you know, a lifetime of abuse, whether when it started out as the original high voltage from, you know, then when I switched it over to the leaf spring Rockstar to the nitrogen Rockstar. So it was hard because you start doing the pit bars and people kind of looking at it, be like, wow, you know, this is a rough little turd, you know, this snap. By the end of the show, they're like, wow, I know why this is a rough little turd, because you drive the wheels off this thing. But, you know, the new Rockstar is a clean-looking truck, you know, so when we first started with it, it was kind of hard. You know, pit party, I wasn't, you know, like a crowd favorite. People just kind of like I was just a normal truck again, you know, and then after a year of running the wheels off of the old truck, it's, you know, I've got that recognition, you know, of when I'm doing these pit parties, people are like, oh, I remember you. You were awesome. I mean, even here in Stockton, there was a guy who brought a sheet that they had from the year before that they put, you know, Rockstar and Monster X Rules, you know, that they hung from the bleachers, and, you know, they had it again, so we signed it again. So, I mean, it's that kind of stuff that's cool. You know, people came back, you know, and having Rockstar written on their face. You know, I mean, that's the stuff that you see, you know, kids do for Gravedigger at the Monster Jam. So it makes me feel good when people are recognizing me, you know, year after year at these shows.
Well, now, Bill, I got to ask you, after the incredible season you had in 2012, you know, tracking stats over at the Monster blog, you were the driver in all of Monster Trucks. Over 250 guys stepped behind the wheel last year, and you were the guy who had the most wheelie wins and the most freestyle wins, and you dominated the Monster X Points Tour. You guys went to Europe with Monster X Tour, and I know that had to be an incredible experience. How do you top that in 2013 after such a great year?
You know, I don't know how you top it. I mean, really, I'm not trying to top it as much as I'm just trying to still maintain, you know, a good job and trying to stay, you know, what they call the winner's circle, or whether it's, you know, staying on top. It's actually kind of comical, because people still, you know, when we do pit parties, they wonder, you know, they look at the front engine, and I get asked the question all the time, is this truck hard to wheelie? You know, I kind of chuckle to myself, like, no, not at all. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, the front engine, whatever. I mean, with the short wheelbase, I mean, it's not as short as the old one was, but, I mean, we're 128 inches on the wheelbase on Rockstar, but, yeah, it is still very easy to do, you know, the sky wheelies. It's a little harder to do the slap wheelies in that truck, but, you know, I got to say thanks to the Monster X Tour just by, you know, what they have done for us. I mean, he's put a lot of faith into me, you know, on let me run hard, let me do whatever I want. You know, I mean, he's kind of given me the open reins to, you know, put on a good show. He knows I'm going to be there for the fans, you know, so I kind of get to do that little bit extra. It kind of makes the other drivers a little upset when, you know, they're told to do two hits per freestyle or wheelie contest. And he kind of looks at me and he just says, go have fun. But, you know, at that aspect, I mean, I'm glad he took me to Europe. You know, I mean, we all had a great trip. You know, we all got to kind of bring our wives. You know, we kind of made it a little mini vacation, you know, even though we call it a vacation, but none of our wives, you know, considered it a vacation because there were still four monster trucks there and, you know, working until the wee hours of the night and all that good stuff. But, you know, it was fun. It was a lifetime experience. You know, they're talking about wanting to do it again next year, and I'm glad I'm going to be a part of it.
You talked about how you went to Europe, and being a West Coast guy, that can make for a long trip. And so you actually kind of got tied up in something that I'm sure you didn't foresee when you headed to Europe. On your way back, I believe you ran into a bit of a surprise and a little heartache as well on your return to the coast, because the hurricane had just ravaged the entire coast, and I understand that you guys were victims in this situation as well. Tell us about what happened and how you've bounced back. Obviously, straight-up racing is back on the top this first week in January and not looking back. So just kind of tell us what happened and how you got here.
Well, I mean, like you guys said, it's, you know, for people who don't know, I mean, a lot of Monster Finish already knows, but when we went to Europe, we left September 22nd, you know, and headed for the East Coast. We had to put all our trucks in containers, and we didn't want to spend the, you know, $6,000 between the two haulers to bring the trucks all the way back home, plus not to mention the, you know, 4 days it would have taken us. So we left our truck at Richie Blackburn's shop, which is right on the ocean floor, about 80 feet off of the ocean, you know, the beach. No big deal, you know, who would have thought? But sure as, you know, nobody would have suspected October 17th, I think it was, Hurricane Sandy went and kicked their butt. I guess the waves were over top of our trailers. They moved the trailers about 15 feet. They were hooked up to our trucks, but our trailers got moved by the waves, and they were fully submerged 4 feet under salt water for a full day. So it's the haulers themselves, the motors were fully submerged, the fuse panels, I mean, the inside of the floors were covered in mud and that filthy sand. The trailers, it had actually lifted, you know, because we keep, you know, spare 5 gallon pails of gear oil and everything else inside the trailer. It had lifted the oil buckets up, tipped them upside down, so then oil leaked all through them. So then there was, you know, a coat of oil through the whole trailer. Luckily, we had full coverage insurance, you know, so we got bought out on our haulers because they totaled them out. They never ran again, so we bought the trailers back, luckily, so we were able to still haul our monster trucks to the first show, but we're already fighting wiring problems and corrosion problems. We're having brakes and wheel bearings. On the way home, we had a wheel bearing go out on one of the trailers, had to have it fixed by roadside service, and then 500 miles later, the wheels fell off of the trailer, because that roadside service didn't, you know, put the bearings on correctly, so it was just a nightmare of a trip home, and then being stuck in the snow. By the time we got our trucks home, we were a week away from winter quarters, so we didn't get a whole lot of time to be able to get our trucks ready for winter quarter. So it was, you know, we were kind of second-guessing ourselves. Are they going to be ready? You know, is it smart? You know, should we cancel the first show to make sure the trucks are ready? So we ended up just saying, heck, let's do it. You know, they were running good when we were in Europe. They should make it. So we ran the first show, and everything was pretty good.
Truly small victories there. Good to hear that you came out as fortunate as you did. And you're kind of a symbol for a lot of the people that are still bouncing back, proving that it can be done, and it just takes some commitment. Because if there's one thing we all know about Bill Payne and Straight Up Racing, is that you guys are committed to monster truck racing and the industry. Clearly, you love the industry. I've heard you say it time and time again that you're out there trying to have some fun and basically show the fans what you yourself would want to see.
Yeah, and that's just it. It doesn't matter, you know, what kind of day we're having. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we still got to remember we're still living this dream. I mean, we're still getting to drive monster trucks. I mean, I've got the dreams that millions and millions of kids would love to have. I mean, people who grow up, you know, most of their life want to be a monster truck driver and trying their whole life to be able to get to where we're at. You know, so it doesn't matter what kind of day we're having. I still got to look back and say, hey, it's better than what I could be doing. You know, I could be having a job that I absolutely hate, or having a job that I'm stuck in one location. I don't get to meet, you know, special people and the great fans that we've met all over the country. So it's not only just the fans. I mean, some of the locations. I mean, just today we went and got some work done at a tire shop in California called Wolf Tire, and I mean, they were great people. You know, they ended up helping us out, said it's a great deal in parts just because they were at the show, saw the show, recognized me, and just that's the kind of stuff that makes me realize, you know, the monster trucks are known worldwide just because, you know, how much people love it.
Well, Bill, you guys definitely overcame some adversity there to even get to the first weekend of the year. But it wasn't just that you guys were doing. An incredible amount of work has gone into the team. Like you said, six trucks running opening weekend. You have some new drivers. Talk to us a little bit about some of the changes to the truck. Bucked Up's got a new scheme. The General's gone, and a whole new truck in its place, and then a whole different look for what was the Super Stomper.
Yeah, well, you know, like we were talking about just a minute ago, while four trucks were stuck on the East Coast and being shipped back from Europe and all that, we had two trucks sitting at home that I had a lot of time because I only had just those two trucks there. So I was never quite happy with the General. You know, we ran up there in Sacramento for the Monster X Tour final ending year show and flat destroyed it. I mean, there wasn't much of the body left. It was actually Donald Epidemio tight and wanted the body when I was done with it, and when I dropped it off at his house, it kind of pulled it out. It almost could have fit inside a little Rubbermaid tote. And he was like, wow, gee, thanks. You know, if you wanted someplace to throw it away, you should have just asked me to use my dumpster. So, we drove the wheels off of it literally there in Sacramento because I knew it was going to be the last show for it. I mean, we did the same thing on the last show for Rockstar. Now it's a 36 Chevy truck. GTS actually picked us up as a sponsorship last year, gave us a few bodies, and they gave us one of the bodies they gave us was that 36 Chevy truck. So we cut it up. It fit the wheelbase good. We had to build a whole new top half. But, you know, while we were doing that, we went ahead and stiffened up the bottom half, redid some of the cradle on it, added a bunch of different shock brackets, and just kind of went through trying to make it a little bit more of a solid truck. I mean, the truck was built in the late 90s when we weren't doing near the stuff that we're doing today. So it's tried to change around motor plates, stiffening up stuff. Like you said, I mean, lots of work went into it. You know, Danny and I sat down trying to figure out what we wanted to do with Super Stomper. You know, Motorcycle Superstore was a great sponsor for the 2012 year. They sold to a different company, so they didn't want to pick us up again for this year. So he kind of wanted to do something aiming towards to the fans. So that's where the Reverse Racer came in. You know, it was just so far, the first show, it's been a big hit. Everybody kind of knows the backward bob truck. It's odd to, you know, watch run. The safety coordinator, Woody, said he loved looking at the truck, but he said all it did was it was a mind game with him. Watching it run, it was just he didn't know what was going on because it kept tricking him. Even Ed said he keeps trying to get in on the wrong side of the truck. He walks around to get in his truck, and he's like, God darn it, he has to walk around to the other side of the truck. So it's going to take some time, you know, to get used to it. But it looks good. You know, the kids are really reacting to it well. All the old timers are really reacting to the 36 Chevy truck, which we're calling American Graffiti now. You know, it's kind of like the California Kid. You know, the old timers love those old bodies. You know, it's, you always see pit party, they're always knocking on the bodies, seeing if it's a steel body and looking at it, and asking if it is. So it's, I'm glad, you know, I'm real happy and satisfied with the team that we have. You know, it's, last year I was real frustrated with the, you know, the condition of four of the trucks that we had, you know, when we got Don King and just, but we got them right at the beginning of the season, so we didn't get a whole lot of time to be able to go through them and kind of work the bugs out and get them to where we were happy and satisfied with them. This winter we were able to get, you know, the trucks pretty much knocked out to where I'm very confident. I'm satisfied with the condition of them, and we're ready to run them like we run, you know, the Rockstar and California Kids.
Well, you know, the other new thing for the team, in addition to going through and really upgrading all those trucks, is you've got some new drivers. Tell us a little bit about the new guys behind the wheel and, you know, what you're expecting out of them here as the first quarter gets going.
You know, Ed Miller, he's still working with us. I mean, he's been great for the team. We've got Travis Guevara. He was actually crewing for Joe Cypher with Airborne Ranger. We stole him away from him, and then we ended up getting Justin Cluster, which was driving the old fired up truck for Kelvin Raymer. So we kind of got a lot of guys, and then, you know, we were still missing the driver for the California Kid. I was trying to find that, you know, one guy that there's sometimes you just got to find that person that you feel, you know, you get that click with. And when we were having problems there with our haulers on the East Coast, a gentleman named Kevin Post, you know, just contacted off Facebook and just said, hey, you know, I know you're having problems. I don't mind going out there and taking a look at everything for you, make sure, you know, the trucks are ready for travel and help you guys get everything home. So he was making trip after trip out to New Jersey, you know, which was 100 miles from his house, you know, day after day, trying to, you know, change the oil on them, checking the fuel, trying to get them started, checking the batteries. I mean, just going through, and he made trip after trip. Then when we finally flew out there, he had gotten one of the haulers running already. You know, he just kept helping us. And I was like, and I said, hey, man, you know, I don't owe you, you know, he doesn't owe me anything. And why are you doing this for me? You don't even know me. And he's like, ah, I just don't feel like, you know, I feel like helping. And I just said, hey, you know, I really appreciate that. You know, that's, I mean, says a lot about somebody. And I just said, hey, if you ever want a job, you know, I'll have a spot for it. And he just kind of laughed it off. And he's just like, ah, yeah, right. You know, I'll get a fire suit right now. And then a couple of days later, he asked, hey, are you serious about that? I said, absolutely. You know, if you were willing to do that for me and you owed me nothing and, you know, there was absolutely no reason, I feel that you're somebody that would be great for my team because, you know, you put in that extra effort, you went that extra mile for absolutely no reason. And that's the kind of thing that I think Straight Up Racing does. We go that extra mile for the fans. We go that extra mile for the promoters. I figured he'd be a great part of the team. And he said, you know what, let me talk to my wife, see if she'd be okay with it. And the next day he said, you know what, I want to do it. So Kevin Post, just now driving California Kid. I mean, that's the kind of things that, you know, it's that right place, right time. And he was willing to help out for nothing in return. And in return, I'm giving him the seat of a monster truck. So this weekend was his first time driving a monster truck. You know, Friday night he had a little nerves and a little jitters and bugs. And Saturday, I mean, he kicked butt. He did real good in wheelie contest. And, you know, he's got a little turning problems, but I mean, he's going to be learning. I mean, he's going to be another bad boy. He's going to be another good Monster Truck Mafia member here shortly.
Well, that's a really great story, Bill, and I think we're all real excited to see how the new trucks are running with the new drivers and everything, and it looks like you guys are poised for a great 2013. From a competition standpoint, you guys have a lot of big names, you know, big name independent drivers going to be on tour with you this year. I know you raced Kyle Doyle with Bigfoot for these first couple weeks. You've got some of the other Bigfoots you'll be racing with, you know, Runte and their new drivers, Kevin Cazala and Tim Macentis, and beyond Bigfoot, you've got Derek Anson with Heavy Hitter, Mac Plecker with Ballistic. You got some guys that are going to, you know, Rob French is back on tour this year. You got some guys that are definitely going to give you a run for your money at these shows here on Monster X Tour in 2013.
You know, and I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to hear there is guys that are hard hitting, you know, heavy action, big horsepower, you know, guys that aren't afraid to tear up the stuff. And, you know, everybody always, you know, thinks that me and Bigfoot have this huge problem and, you know, that, you know, we're enemies, this and that. And, I mean, it's on the contrary. When Kyle showed up, I mean, that was the first thing. I went over there and, you know, high-fived him. How you doing? How you been? Boy, it's been a long time. You know, we caught up, joked around. you know, when we ran there in Europe was Nigel. You know, he thought, man, I heard a lot of horror stories about you. You know, I figured this was going to be bad. And he's like, man, you're pretty cool, and we had a great time together. It's, I like running with all these guys, you know, whether it's Bigfoot guys, whether it's Rob French. You know, I've never got the pleasure of running with Heavy Hitter, but, again, I've seen a lot of YouTube videos, and I may have my work cut out for me running with him, too. It doesn't matter, really, who we are. Everybody's got great equipment these days. Now it's all about kind of heart and, you know, who's got the skills to put it to work.
You know, Bill, one of the things I think that's kind of neat about your team is that you guys really do a lot of traveling throughout first quarter. A lot of the teams kind of are more regional. You don't really get a chance to see, you know, some of the West Coast trucks if you leave that on the East Coast. But once you guys get on the road, you're going. You start out in California there, but next thing you know, into February, you guys are all the way out in North Carolina. So it's kind of neat, I would think, on your side to get to see a lot of the country. And also it's nice for fans of yours from all around the country to get a chance to see Rockstar in person.
You know, that's it. You know, my wife and I, we don't get to take a whole lot of vacations, you know, or she doesn't call vacations. I call my whole entire, you know, time we're gone a vacation. But it, you know, we do get to see a lot of things. I mean, we've got to see Mount Rushmore. We got to see Grand Canyon. I mean, different places. We'll try to take time, but, you know, ultimately the trucks come first. You know, I do have the luxury of getting to call this a full-time job. You know, some of the monster truck drivers don't. You know, some of them have to work a normal day job, and then they could do this, you know, here and there, and one weekend here and one weekend there. That's part of the reason why we got to travel all over the country and all over the world and other countries, is just because we want to be able to do this every single weekend, and sometimes there's just not enough shows on the West Coast. So it kind of sucks sometimes that we live in the very top left corner of the United States, but you know what? It fuel's gone down, you know, quite a bit than it was, you know, 5 years ago when we were doing this. It sucks when we put this many miles on, but, you know, like you said, we got to see a lot of part of the country. We, you know, our dogs travel with us. We've got good guys that we like, you know, hanging out with, and we can all joke and have fun. And when we go out to dinner, we always, you know, that's the worst part. When we stop for dinner at night, we always seem to, you know, it's like the straight-up racing, you know, ha-ha, have fun, you know, joke around. So dinner takes us 2 hours every time we stop. We're always joking and BS. I mean, it's just like at the end of the show when you go out with all the production team and all the race drivers. You know, find yourself at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're still at Applebee's or wherever you're at because you're just having fun. I mean, that's what we're here for, is to have fun, you know, and do our job.
Well, Bill, we've kept you a little over time, and I certainly appreciate you joining us for our big opener of Monster Truck Radio here in 2013. It was a great show tonight, and I know that you're looking forward to putting on some great shows on the Monster X Tour all around the country this year, and we certainly wish you the best of luck, and we'll definitely be seeing a lot of you on TMB TV this year.
All right, Ross, I really appreciate what you do. TMB TV is actually a great deal, and I love the Monster blog, and thank you for doing the radio.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill, and we'll be seeing you out there.
Bye-bye.
All right, fans. Well, what an incredible show we've had tonight. Kohler, Ryan Anderson, Jimmy Creighton, Dan Runte, and Bill Payne. Man, it's just been an incredible program tonight. We told you we were bringing the big guns for this first show. We talked a lot about what you're going to see on the Monster Jam Tour this year with some of the big stars, and also a little bit about Toughest Monster Truck Tour and Monster X Tour. And we certainly encourage all of you fans to get out and see these shows and see these drivers. And when you do, thank them for always making time for Monster Truck Radio. Chris Parrish, it's been a great 2 weeks to start things off. You know, you had the first week where it was just the 13 shows, mostly Monster Jam, and then this past weekend when, you know, the industry goes full-fledged into the 2013 as all the other independent tours kick off. It's very exciting always whenever you're starting a new year of Monster Trucks.
Oh, definitely. We started in first gear. Now we have kicked it up to high gear. Everybody and everything is in full swing. And obviously, just talking to our, heck, essentially our world finals of Monster Truck Radio tonight, there are a lot of things going on and a lot to look forward to. And we'll be following it all throughout the quarter and throughout the year because that's just how we're going to do things with Monster Truck Radio. We're going to try to keep everybody up to date with what's going on. And right now, that's just the way first quarter goes. There's so much going on every weekend. It's almost hard to cover. I mean, you and I could sit here for a full 90 minutes probably and just talk about what's happened. But We like keeping all the fans in touch with the monster truck drivers and everybody else in the industry. And so it's great to sit back and talk to all the drivers and get their perspectives as well.
Well, I think that actually is a good opportunity for us to give fans a good preview of what you're going to expect from Monster Truck Radio this year. Of course, we'd like to be able to do the show every Monday night, but naturally that does get to be a lot with 52 weekends a year. And so we're going to change things up a little bit for 2013, kind of go for something that we can definitely stick to and make sure we're always delivering content to all of you great fans. So what we're actually planning here is we're going to be doing shows a little bit more like this for at least the first part of the year. We're going to do two shows a month throughout first quarter, and we're going to try to pack in four or five guests on each show to give you a chance to hear from all your favorite stars. Of course, we'll have the big World Finals preview and recap shows, and then as the summer goes along, I think we'll probably stick to about one big two-hour show each month. And occasionally, whenever we get a chance to talk to someone, really great and do the full hour interviews, we'll still do some of that. You know, whenever we get a chance to have our buddies like Army Armstrong or, you know, someone like Jim Cramer, Andy Brass, those type of guys, we'll definitely get them on for the full hour. But, in a way, scaling back just a little bit here in 2013, but the way to do it, the reason for doing it is so that you fans can know what to expect from Monster Truck Radio and know that we'll be doing those shows for you. So I'm actually excited about the new format. As much as I do like being able to get in depth with the guys, it is really cool when you have a chance tonight, like tonight, and you can talk to five just huge stars, and we'll be doing this throughout first quarter.
We're definitely keeping some high impact, nonstop action going on Monster Truck Radio, and so I really look forward to the new format. I hope all the fans like it too, but time will tell. We'll see. And with Monster Truck Radio, I don't think there's ever any disappointment because we've just got so much personality in the sport altogether. And one way or another, we'll get to see it. It's the industry that we love. And so it's great to give to that industry. And, on to the next week and on to the next one. We've got lots of shows coming up. I'm sure you'll be making your rounds. I'll be making my rounds, and so we'll have a lot to talk about next time, and that's in addition to the myriad of Monster Truck personalities that we will be visiting with.
Well, that's another great opportunity to talk about some of the things to expect from the MonsterBlog.com here in 2013. TMBTV's original series is going to be out there filming a lot of great shows. Same for Colby Marshall with MT Unlimited. Already here just this past weekend, we kicked off the season for TMBTV with filming for the original series down in South Haven, Mississippi. And we went ahead and put a little teaser trailer up for that on the YouTube, so be sure to check that out. And then Colby Marshall out in Stockton, California for the opening of the Monster X Tour. So you're going to be seeing a lot of Toughest Monster Truck Tour and Monster X Tour action, Monster Nation as well, coming your way on TMBTV here from first quarter. And we're very excited to be working with all those guys. Big thanks to E3 Spark Plugs, of course, for making all that possible. And we're certainly excited. But from the photo standpoint, you're going to be seeing incredible stuff on the MonsterBlog.com all winter. Danny Moss, Paul Harry, Matt Eisen, John Roberts, all these guys that really just do an awesome job for us on the photos. We really appreciate them, and we're excited to see all these pictures of all the great new trucks that are going on in the industry. And I think for the next show, we'll have to take some of our time and maybe get a chance to talk about what we think some of the big stories of 2013 are.
Oh, definitely. They're going to be unfolding quickly. There's so much going on right now. It's just incredible. You talked about the new trucks. There are a slew of new trucks in Monster Jam, in Monster X, in the Toughest Monster Truck Tour. They're everywhere, and a lot of neat concepts, a lot of new novel concepts out there. A lot of creativity really coming into the sport right now. And so just growing, getting bigger and bigger, a lot of the smaller promoters really starting to step up their program and put on some amazing shows. So we'll be following all of that in the future. So it should just be an exciting series, an exciting program, and an exciting year.
Well, absolutely. Well, fans, stay tuned to the Monster Truck Radio Facebook and also on the monsterblog.com for more information on the next episode, our guest lineup, and all the great things that will be coming your way on Monster Truck Radio in 2013. We thank you so much for being with us here for the big Welcome to 2013 show. We wish all of you safe travels and great shows here in first quarter, and we'll be back with you again very soon. Take care, fans, and we'll see you back on another Monday night for more Monster Truck Radio.
And I'm clean. Cut the beats and keep it.